The following shiur has been presented by Rav Aryeh Finkel, member of the Beis Chabad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
The Gemara brings a mission as follows. Dam nevela is the blood of a nevela. Beishamim etarim or beisilim etamim. So beisil hold that the dam of a nevela is considered like bosser of a nevela and has a tum. Om Rav Yisib Rav Yehuda, afke jatim of beisil, even Basil or Matami Litimwell Revius, the tum was only if you have a revius, because you could take that revius and dry it out, and when it becomes congealed, it will be a kazayis. So the shear of Tumas Navela is by Bosar is kazayis. So the dam of a Navela, says Ravius Rabbi Huda, needs a kazayis in order to be Matami. So only if you have a revius, do we consider that you have a kazayis, because it could be karush, v'lamed al kazayis. So now Rav Yisrael Rav Yehuda is telling us that a revius of fluid dam, when it becomes dried out and becomes karush, it will be a chunk the size of a kazayis. Now we know that a lug, the shear of a lug, is comprised of 6 bayim. This is clear from many places in the Gemara and the Poskim. So the volume of a lug is equal to the volume of 6 bayim. Now, if so, the shear revius, which is a quarter of a lug, a revius a lug, is 1.5 bayim. That means 6 bayim divided by 4 was 1.5. Now, there's another thing that's established. The shear of a bayo is 2 kazesim. That means that a revius, which is a volume of 1.5 bayim, equals a volume of 3 kazesim, because each bayah is 1.5. Each bayah is 2 kazesim, so a bayah and a half is 3 kazesim. So this means that we're assuming that when the liquid evaporates from the dam and leaves behind a solid congealed substance, 2/3 of it evaporates and 1/3 remains behind in a solid form. So this is the yisoy that comes out from our sugya. Now, one of the basic halachas in the kitchen is a rule of bittul b'shishim. If some substance of iser gets mixed in into a substance of heter, if there is 60 times the heter than the amount of iser, the iser is bottle. Because we assume that the time of the iser was completely diluted by the heter. Now, the ra'ah says a very significant point based on our Gemara. According to what our Gemara says, that something in a liquid form contains only 1/3 of its volume in a solid form. So there is a big nafkamina when it comes to bittul isurim. He says, for example, if a piece of meat falls into a milchagis soup, so we need to now have bittul b'shishim. You cannot just calculate 60 times the piece of meat, because the piece of meat is a solid and the soup is a liquid. And a liquid substance in relation to a solid one is one third. So in order to accurately calculate the cheshbon of shishim, you need the soup to be 180 times the piece of meat. Only then will the piece of meat be bottled. So this ra'ah is in the Sefer by the Gabayis, which is written on the Rashba's Torah Sabayis. Bayis Dal Shar Aleph. Now the Rashba in Mishmeres Sabayis, he disagrees strongly with the ra'ah. He explains that the reason that we figure the volume of dam in our sugya, that we figure the volume of dam in its solid form and not in its liquid form, is because the tum of dam nevelas is not set on dam, it's set on bosser. So the only way we have tum over here is that we consider the dam to be bosser. And Tosis points this out over here in the sugya. And that's why the shear is kazai, is like bosser nevela. And for this reason, we only consider the solid elements of the dam when we reckon the shear. The liquid parts are not considered basar. We don't consider that when we cheshbon the shear. So you need a full revius in order to have a kazayas of solid mixed in this liquid substance. Mashenga by Vidali Surim, says the Rashba, as long as you have 60 times the iser, it doesn't matter what kind of substance the iser is. The iser is effectively diluted by all the heter in the pot. And the Haskamas HaPoiskim Lamai says, like the Rashba, that you do not need 180 times. It's enough with 60 times the iser, regardless of whether we're dealing with a liquid or solid. Now the Rashba's taina seems to be very obvious, so we have to understand the shita of the ra'ah. So I found Rav Nosson Gestetner, Zatzal, in Tshuvas Lahiras Nosson, Chilik Vov, Simon Lamed, he explains the reason of the Ra'ah. He says that the Ra'ah understands that the Tam Isser that's niflat from a piece of meat, or any piece of salad, has a certain concentration, since the piece of meat is a salad. Whereas the Tam Heter that's in the soup is more of a weaker, diluted Tam. It lacks an intensity since it's only liquid. So only by reckoning how much of this liquid is solid could we truthfully say that the Tam Isser is being diluted by the rest of the soup. So it means, in other words, there is a difference between Tam that's coming from a solid and Tam coming, the Tam that's in a liquid. There's a difference in the intensity of the Tam. And we have to cheshbin the amount of solid that's in the liquid, which is 1/3. Okay, so this is one point regarding the idea of our sugya. There's another point which is related to this previous point. In the mitzvah of Brocha Achreina, the Rosh in Tshuvas, Klal Dalet, Simen Yudalet, he brings as follows. He says, "Bashir Brocha Achreina Shal Yain, Nestapik Ri, the Ri is Mesubik, Imu B'Gzayis Oibir Revias, Behevi Rayis L'chol Tzad." The Ri is Mesubik, in terms of Hilchos Brochas, if the Shir Brocha Achreina for Yain, is it a kezayis or is it a revius? And now this suffix is brought down la locha in Archaim Sivan Kuvtzadi in Siv Gimel. The lotion is Shir Shtias Yain Lebrocha Achreina Yesh Suffik and Dai Bekezayis or revius. Lochen Yizor Lishtois Oipochas Bekezayis or revius. Kadilis Salat Mana Suffik. So if you're drinking wine, the only way to get out of a suffix is to make sure to drink either less than a kezayis or more than, or a revius or more. Anything between a kezayis or a revius is a suffix. And this same aloch is brought in Arachayin Simin Reish Yud, Sif Aleph. And the Magen Avraham in Kuf Tzadik points out that this suffix applies to all other mashkin as well. It's not just wine, but other mashkin also regarding Bar Nefashos. Now the pshat in this suffix, in the Russian suffix over here, if you need a kezayis or a revius, the Taz brings from the Lavush, who explains the pshat of this suffix. He says that is a davar pashut, that the sheer brocha achreina is a kezayis, the same way that we find by oichlim, by food, the sheer is kezayis. So by mashkin also, the sheer is really kezayis. The suffix is, how do we measure a kezayis of liquid? Do we measure the volume of the liquid itself, and once you have a kezayis of a liquid, you're chayim brocha achreina? Or do we measure the sheer of solid, which is in the liquid, meaning, like we have in our sugya, that we only have a kezayis, we only consider a kezayis in liquid if yachal likurish v'lamed al kezayis, which is a sheer revius. So a revius of mashkin is a kezayis in a solid form. So that's a suffix of the Rosh. Now we have to understand that according to what I mentioned from the Rashba, that who says that the idea of requiring a sheer mashkin to equal the amount of salad that's in the mashkin, the Rashba says that that's only in a case where the halacha, where that particular halacha only pertains to solid food, like by Tumas Nevelos, and we when we cheshbin the sheer of mashkin, we have to negate the liquid and focus only on the salad. So if based on that Rashba, we have to understand what is the Rosh's suffix over here by Brocha Achreina. So what we have to say is that surely when the Torah says that there's a Brocha Achreina on Mashkin also, the Torah never clearly said there's a Brocha Achreina on Mashkin. It's just we're assuming, or we have a drasha, that there's a Brocha Achreina on Mashkin. So there is a mitzvah of Brocha Achreina on Mashkin, but when the Torah says this mitzvah, is it that you're making a bracha achreina on the food that was consumed? That means the ikar mitzvah of bracha achreina is on food, and mashkin will consider mashkin as food. And in that case, you'll need a kezayis of salad. Or the bracha is set on the mashkin itself. The mashkin itself, once you have a kezayis of mashkin alone, that suffices. Now, let me just mention the Magen Avraham and the Taz, they both disagree with this explanation of Lavush. They explain that the suffix of the Rosh is something else. I'll get to it soon. See, they don't accept this Tzad that the Rosh would require a revius because you need a kezayis, and the only way to have a kezayis is to have a revius and yachal likrish v'lamed al kezayis. They don't accept that. Now, to explain this tzad, according to the Lavush, that the Rosh needs, that the Rosh is saying you need a revius because you want to get a kazayas out of the revius, so let me explain. So we find in the Torah several places that the Torah gives an isra on shtiyah. The prime example is Nazir. The Torah says, V'chol mishras anovim lo yishte. He's forbidden to perform a shtiyah on wine. Now the shear of shtiyah is revius. This is a given fact all over. The shear of revius, that the shear of shtiyah is a revius. Now this shear of revius has nothing to do with the idea of yochal likrish of alamad al kazayis. I mean, there's one of the sheets in the Gemara Masechet Shabbos is that the ratio of revius to kazayis by yochal likrish alamad al kazayis is only by dam. It's not by wine. And nevertheless, the shear of shtiyah by nazir is the revius, the kuli alma. That means this shear of revius has nothing to do with the fact that we're getting a kazayis out of this revius. That is a shear of revius. That is a shear of shtiyah. Now, the essence of shtiyah is consumption of liquid. That means eating liquid. And now we see that this is a davar bor, that the Torah says that the shear of consuming liquid is revius. Now we see that the Rosh, at first, he assumes that the shear mashkin for bracha achrayin is kazayis. He then continues and contemplates, oh, maybe you need revius. Now, according to what I just said, that the shear shtia all over, that means the shear of consuming mashkin, is a revius, l'chayret should be a davar posha, that the shear of bracha achrayin for mashkin is revius. We're dealing with mashkin, and we know that the shear of consumption by mashkin is revius. So why would the Rosh say that you need a kazayis, that a kazayis is enough? So clearly the Rosh understood that the inyan that the Torah gives a bracha chorona on mashkin is not that there's a new category of shtiyah and the Torah says that there's a bracha chorona on shtiyah. Rather, we can include it in achila. And that's why the Rosh understands that the shear of shtiyah by bracha chorona is kazayis and not a revius. Because the Torah is not saying a din bracha chorona on shtiyah. It's saying it on achila. We're considering shtiyah, we're considering consuming mashkin part of achila. So now the Rosh continues to contemplate, maybe because we're including shtiyah in the mitzvah of in achila, that means it's another form of achila. So maybe it's not enough to have a kazayis of mashkin, you need a kazayis of solid substance in the mashkin, because we're only considering consuming mashkin like eating. So in order to properly have a full shear achila, which is kazayis, you need a shear, you need a revius, and yochal likrish ulamin al kazayis. So this is, according to the Lavush, this is why the Rosh has it sad that revius, that bracha chorona needs a revius in order to get a kazayis of solid in the mashkin. Now the Magen Avraham and the Taz, the way they explain the suffix is, it's very different. They say that shtiyah, the Gemara says, is learned from the words v'savoto. Chazal adirish v'chalda v'savoto v'savoto zu shtiyah. So the Rosh has it sad that since it's learned from the words v'savoto, maybe you would need a shir sevia. If that's more than just a ma'is achila or a shir achila, which is a kazayis, you need an amount which would be considered sevia, which is a revius. That's the Rosh's suffix according to the Magen Avraham and the Taz.
The Daf Yomi Audio Series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.